Welcome back to the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour. This is Tammy Benglu with Manuel Criollo. This is the Voices from the Front Lines. And again, you're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles. With us today in the studio is Phyllis Kim. She is the president of One Korea LA Forum. Welcome, Phyllis.
Hello, Tammy. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. And thank you so much for helping to actually encourage us to do a whole show on the Korean Peninsula. But to start off, why don't you tell our listeners, what does One Korea LA Forum do here in Los Angeles?
One Korea LA Forum is a first and the first 1.5 generations organization to promote peace and reunification of Korea. And some people look at us like pro-North, but we do not pursue a blind pro-North agenda. But what we would like to do is to get correct and accurate information about North Korea, and we want to, give out those information, and we especially want to promote the understanding about North Korea among young generations of Korean-American.
And obviously, we're here to talk about the issue of reunification. We know that the demilitarized zone on the 38th parallel is, and the U.S. aggression is totally blocking any acts of unification. But what have been the people and the desire of people inside Korea, both in the north and the south? We're often talking about, is it a mass issue? But we know that hundreds of thousands of people have been pressing for this, and even when we're talking about the one chance of the year where South Korea allows family members in South Korea to visit by lottery. So only a couple hundred can do this, visit their family members in North Korea. People by the hundreds of thousands are lining up and trying to actually take place in this lottery. So can you describe a little bit about what the issue around reunification, the feel, so our listeners get a feel for what the demands are inside Korea, and then how, then bring it back over to Los Angeles?
Well, the Korea has been blocking every effort to communicate. The South Korean government has been blocking every effort to communicate with North Korean government or civilians as Communist Act, and they were severely treated and punished by the national security law, as Seung-hae just described earlier. So it's been almost 50 years of dark area regarding these efforts toward the reunification. But in year 2000, leaders from South Korea Kim Dae-jung and North Korea Kim Jong-il had this historic summit meeting in Pyongyang, and they came to an agreement to work toward the reunification on the self-reliant and mutually beneficial manner. And that's when really the wave of communication and exchanges at the civil level have poured out. And people tried to make more opportunity to, you know, visit North Korea and have visitors from North Korea to South Korea. But as you mentioned, you know, there are 10 million divided families in Korean Peninsula and abroad, and only a fraction of people of these people had an opportunity to meet or, you know, to know if their families are alive or not. So this brings to the immigrants in the U.S. A lot of immigrants. I don't have the exact statistics about this, but 1 out of 10 divided families came to the United States. And this shows the urge or the hope of these people who think that they may get a chance, easier chance to visit North Korea and maybe find their families there if they have acquired, you know, U.S. citizenship. Otherwise, they have no way to visit North Korea and find their families. So,
Phyllis, could you describe a little bit It's no secret, you know, inside the Bus Riders Union, there's a lot of organizing in the Koreatown, and we've heard of a lot of a good majority of very conservative, anti-communist sort of background. Can you describe the community in Koreatown, in LA County, of the Korean community in Los Angeles, and what has it been? What's your work look like? I mean, what kind of attacks have you come under, or what kind of breakthroughs have you been able to achieve through the work that you've been doing?
It's really interesting to look at Koreans in America, because as I have mentioned earlier, we have like 1 out of 10 divided families living in here, and oftentimes these people become the frontline activists for reunification after they make several visits to North Korea. But most of the time, you know, we often say Koreans in America are more conservative than Koreans in Korea. Why does that happen? We're supposed to be more open and democratically minded since you're living in the U.S., right? Because no one is watching your back if you're criticizing the military dictatorship as you have been in the 70s. But however, Koreans who immigrated in the 70s, they bring their 70s mind here, and they don't change. So, but Koreans in Korea have experienced huge social changes. And, you know, if you look at Koreans who came in the 90s, they have very different mind. I mean, they are very open to social change than the people who came to the United States in 70s. So, well, as Seung-hae briefly described about her work as Nodu Do, you know, being red-baited and being accused as pro-North and things like that, those things happen here in L.A. too. And we constantly face these challenges. But I think along with these great changes in South Korea, I think people are more acceptable to the changes, and they are becoming more open-minded to the reunification efforts the One Korean LA Forum is making.
You know, Phyllis, we've got about a minute left, and just within the last minute, let our listeners know what they can do in support of unification efforts here in Los Angeles.
We are working on the Armistice to Peace Treaty campaign. That's you know, the Korean War has not ended yet. U.S. government and North Korea has signed an armistice agreement in 1953, July 27th. But the peace treaty has not been signed yet. So I, you know, encourage the listeners to sign the petition on the peace treaty campaign.
Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us this week. We'd like to thank our guests, Dr. Nam-hee Lee, Seung-hae Seo, and Phyllis Kim. We'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Minsky, and our engineer, Maggie LaPique. We'll see you next week, where we'll be taking on the black vote and the Democratic Party in the South. Thanks.